Yes.
And I got to say, first of all, good morning, Dion. How you doing, bro?
How you doing?
Man, I got to say, before I get into Dion's family playbook, I think that you give the best analysis on football games on television. The NFL Network is one of the reasons why I watch that network, because yes. I think I know what I'm going to get when Prime is on. Honesty. I got, you know, you get the truth, and you don't shy away from anything, man. I just think that the whole team, Michael Irvin's a friend of mine, but I think all y'all do a great job, man, but you're exceptional, brother. You really are.
I appreciate it. That means a lot to me. I don't take it for granted, man. I really appreciate it. I try to give it 100.
That's exactly what you do, man. Because when I know when they promote that Prime is coming up, man, I'll sit through the commercials. So that works. But, hey, listen, Dion's family playbook, I talked to your girl, your woman, a couple of weeks ago, and, of course, Tracy Evans, and she was talking about Dion's family playbook. And you know what? It made me go watch. You know, and the beautiful thing, man, is that I know how good of a father you are. I've seen you on other shows and the whole nine. I had no idea you had so many kids you were responsible for.
You had no idea. I just had this 6:30 wake-up call all throughout the house.
And you waking up, and it's prime time, though, man. It's prime.
I had to.
Yeah, but you know what, man, the beautiful thing.
Right now, brushing her teeth. We have 8 of them in the house. That's what he's alluding to, 8.
Wow.
8 kids. And my mama lives here.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have it any other way, right?
I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, not only the 8 kids, but then I go to school. I'm dealing with another several hundred. Then my youth organization, I'm dealing with another 500. That's my life, man, and this is my life because of my mother. This is what I've always seen through her. She's raising my foster nieces right now, 2 beautiful twins that are 8 years old, and she's raised probably 10 kids that wasn't ours throughout her life. So that's what I've always seen.
Well, you're versatile, man. You know, you're the only dude that played in the Super Bowl and the World Series and was good at it. And I mean, you were great in baseball. You could have had that as a career, man. But at the same time, man, it's like you've always been committed to your children. You know, I'm not going to get into all your personal stuff, all the stuff you've been through to get to where you are. But you're here now, and you're chronicling it on television, man. And was this something you really wanted to do?
Is this something I wanted to do. It is because of the, you know, the ignorance that we have on reality TV, especially when it comes to African Americans.
Yeah.
And you know, well, we grew up, Russ, I mean, we grew up on Good Times. We grew up on Samson's Son, the Cosby.
Right.
We
right.
grew up on the Jeffersons. You know, we grew up on All in the Family. And all the fathers, they were present. They weren't perfect, but they were there. And they had a bond. They had the type of relationship with their kids that you could fabricate. It was unbelievable. So we're trying to get back to those days because it's not, my kids don't, they can't name one show that has a prominent father figure on television right now.
Wow. Wow.
We had to press somebody, we could. We would say T.I., and I love what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And T.I.'s got a good show. But, you know, I think this is really great to see the other side of you also, man, because, you know, I know people that know you. And, I mean, I've been to cities and same cities as you were broadcasting in the whole nine. But everything I've always known about you is a committed father. And I think that's important that we show that, because it's too often that we show, you know, single moms, you know, handling the business and doing what they got to do. And it's great. You're a great role model for a lot of young men out there, man. I think that's really important.
Well, it's probably my fault, partially because I created the Image Primetime. And I enacted it so well that people thought it was really me.
Right.
But they don't realize it was just the image that I created to make sure my mother had to work another day. Never had to work another day of her life.
Wow. Right.
So,
well,
I'm just.
I remember that image. You used to be a jury curl.
Right.
And
all of it is gone now.
It's all gone.
It's all gone. But it was my fault. So it's taken me 46 years to introduce everybody to Dion.
Huh. We're rapping with Deion Sanders right here on the Russ Paul Morning Show. Deion, who's the number one quarterback in the draft?
Man, I like Johnny.
Johnny.
I like Johnny.
You said he has some ghetto tendencies.
Not even close.
You said he had ghetto tendencies. What do you mean by that?
I mean, Johnny is well, first of all, come on, man. Johnny loved the brothers. Johnny has a certain swag about it. He has a certain confidence. Johnny ain't going to apologize for who he is, what he is, how he is.
Right.
Johnny wore all his equipment to his pro day.
Yes.
Johnny had the music pumping at his pro day. He had everybody but some Luke dancers over there, man.
And, you know, I would expect that Prime would have done something like that. You know
man,
what I'm saying?
Please. You know, I would have had a live performance by Lil Wayne.
But it was a nice presentation, and I dug that about him. Yeah,
man,
and
I love it. But I love what the air that he gives off. He's already told several teams, "Don't draft me if you don't want to. You're going to have to see me. You're going to play against me."
Wow.
And I love that confidence, man. Some people translate it into cockiness because of their insecurity.
Did the Eagles make a mistake letting DeSean Jackson get away without getting anything for him and letting him land in their own division?
Certainly they did. But you got to understand, the coach does not value receivers. We can't name up under pressure a receiver that has matriculated into the NFL from Oregon because he values his system.
Mm.
He's thinking, my system makes the receivers who they are. DeSean Jackson didn't have a great year. This is his best season he's ever had that I'm here. So I'm responsible, not him. So that's
They were looking for an excuse. All right, well, listen, Dion, man, we could talk football with you all day. I mean,
it's just,
tell everybody when your show comes on, when they can watch it, and the whole nine. Because, hey, you can set your DVRs. You still get credit for watching that show when you do that.
And they are. And I'm thankful because it's the number one show on OWN right now. And we're happy we're on the Oprah Winfrey Network. DirecTV, that's 279. We're loving it at 10 p.m. Eastern on Saturday nights. And we're so ecstatic, man. Tracy Edmonds is the producer, my beautiful, fine, sexy, intelligent, classy lady. This girl is so fine.
So when you going to get married, man? I know she's laying next to you. That's why you're saying all that. When y'all getting married?
You know what I told her last night? I said, baby, you know how good that thing got to be when a man made a song about it. I say, baby, if Kenny made songs about it, he said he'll pay your rent. He said, I only think of you on two occasions.
Whippoorwill, baby.
Yeah, Whippoorwill. I mean, all kind of. I mean, I said, baby, he made a song about it.
Well, you're going to have to sing now, man. It's that's going to be a problem.
You know, we have this little song that we do, and she always laughs when I do it. I say, baby, everybody else made a song about you. Why couldn't I make a song? Give me one, too.
Hey, Prime, it's always great talking with you, brother.
Man, God bless you. Thank you for your time, man. I appreciate it. I don't take it for granted. You've been doing some wonderful things for years, man. I thank you for just, you know, because you're doing what I want to do. One day I want to endeavor into what you're doing. You're touching lives every day, man.
Well, I appreciate that, man. But listen, man, you keep doing what you do, man. I know this is a love fest, man, but you are definitely the top of the game, and that's why we love Primetime.
Thank
All right, my brother. You take care of yourself.
God bless you.
All right, man. Bye-bye.